नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वतदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। अददानस्तृणं दन्तैरिदं याचे पुनः पुनः श्रीमद्रूपपदाम्भोजौ धुलिः स्याम जन्म जन्मनि। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरून् दीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरं वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। आई एम गिविंग लेक्चर टू अ बिग क्राउड। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो 8th चैप्टर 13th श्लोक। प्लीज रिसाइट आफ्टर मी। आसन्वर्णास्त्रयो ह्यस्य गृहणतो अनुयुगं तनुः शुक्लो रक्तस्तथा पीता इदानीं कृष्णतां गतः। वर्ड फॉर वर्ड मीनिंग आसन वर अज्यूम वर्णः त्रयः थ्री कलर्स ही इंडीड अस्य ऑफ योर सन कृष्णा गृहणतः एक्सेप्टिंग अनुयुगम तनुः ट्रांसेंडेंटल बॉडीज अकॉर्डिंग टू द डिफरेंट युगास शुक्लः sometimes white, raktaha sometimes red, tatha as well as pitaha sometimes yellow. Idanim krishnatam gataha. At the present moment he has assumed a blackish color. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Your son Krishna appears as an incarnation in every millennium. In the past, he assumed three different colors, white, red, and yellow. And now, he has appeared in a blackish color. In brackets, in another Dwapar Yuga, he appeared as Lord Ramchandra in the color of Shuk apparent. All such incarnations have now assembled in Krishna. Purport. Partially explaining the position of Lord Krishna and partially covering the facts, Gargmuni indicated, your son is a great personality and he can change the color of his body in different ages. The word Gruhnataha indicates that Krishna is free to make his choice. In other words, he is the supreme personality of Godhead and may therefore do whatever he desires. In Vedic literature, the different colors assumed by the personality of Godhead in different millenniums are stated, and therefore, when Gargmuni said, your son has assumed these colors, he indirectly said, he is the supreme personality of Godhead. Because of Kamsa's atrocities, Gargmuni tried to avoid disclosing this fact. disclosing this fact, but he indirectly informed Nand Maharaj that Krishna, his son, was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It may be noted that Srila Jiva Goswami in his book Kram Sandarbha has enunciated the purport of this verse. In every millennium, Krishna appears in a different form, either as white, red or yellow. But this time he personally appeared in his original blackish form and, as predicted by Garg Muni, exhibited the power of Narayan. Because in this form the Supreme Personality of Godhead exhibits himself fully, his name is Sri Krishna, the all-attractive. Factually, Krishna is the source of all avatars, and therefore all the different features of the different avatars are present in Krishna. When Krishna incarnates, all the features of other incarnations are already present within him. Other incarnations are partial representations of Krishna, who is the full-fledged incarnation of the Supreme Being. It is to be understood that the Supreme Being, whether appearing as Shukla, Rakta or Pita, white, red or yellow, is the same person. When he appears in different incarnations, he appears in different colors, just like the sunshine, which contains seven colors. Sometimes the colors of sunshine are represented separately, otherwise the sunshine is observed mainly as bright light. The different avatars, such as the Manvantara avatars, Leela avatars and Dash avatars, are all included in the Krishna avatar. When Krishna appears, all the avatars appear with him. As described in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.26, avatara hi asankheya harehe sattvanidhe dvijaha yathavidasinah kulyaha sarsah syuh sahasrashah. The avatars incessantly appear like incessantly flowing water. No one can count how many waves there are in a flowing water, and similarly there is no limitation of the avatars. And Krishna is the full representation of all avatars because he is the source of all avatars. Krishna is Amshi, whereas others are Amsh, part of Krishna. All living entities, including us, are Amshas, Mamaiva Amsho Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhutah Sanatanah. These Amshas are of different magnitude. Human beings who are minute Amshas and the demigods Vishnu Tattva and all other living beings are all part of the Supreme. Nityo Nityanam Chetanash Chetananam, Katupanishad 2.2.13. Krishna is the full representation of all living entities, and when Krishna is present, all avatars are included in him. The 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam describes the incarnation for each yuga in chronological order. The Bhagavatam says, Krute Shuklas Chaturbahu Tretayam Rakta Varno Sau Dwapare Bhagavan Shyamah and Krishna Varnam Tusha Akrishnam. We actually see that in Kali Yuga, Bhagavan has appeared in Pita Varna or a yellow color as Gaur Sundar. Although the Bhagavatam speaks of Krishna Varnam. To adjust all these statements, one should understand that although in some yugas some of the colors are prominent, in every yuga, whenever Krishna appears, all the colors are present. Krishna Varnam Tushar Krishnam. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears without Krishna, with small k, or a blackish color, he is understood to be capital Krishna in different Varnas. He is understood to be Krishna himself, Idanim Krishna Tam Gataha. The same original Krishna who appears all in different Varnas has now appeared. The word Asan indicates that he is in his full feature. He is understood to be Krishna Varnam, although he appears in different colors. The word Asan indicates that he is always present. Whenever the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in his full feature, he is understood to be Krishna Varnam, although he appears in different colors. Prahlad Maharaj states that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Channam. That is, although he is Krishna, he is covered by a yellow color. Thus, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas accept the conclusion that although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in peat color, he is Krishna. कृष्णवर्णम तुषा कृष्णम सांगोपांगास्त्र पार्षदम यज्ञ संकीर्तन प्राय यजंती ही सुमेध सह. सो ही एंड्स द कपोट. हरे कृष्ण महाराज, थैंक यू फॉर कमिंग. When Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati sent disciples to the west to preach, so they were instructed that preach to the walls if nobody comes, because in west very few people would come. That was already known to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So he said, if nobody comes, preach to the walls. And actually, when we preach to the walls, when a devotee to the extent he is in good mood, of course it's spoken about pure devotees. When pure devotees speak, they don't speak to the walls. There is Srila Narad Muni, Shukdev Goswami, and so many big saints. They are sitting there and hearing. And but for those like me who are conditioned souls, we need somebody to speak to. Of course, both of you are there, Maharaj is there. And today's topic is also very interesting topic for me. It's if you see the flow of the purport, first part is very technical. The last paragraph, first three paragraphs are very technical, talking about different varnas of Krishna, different yugas, what varna Krishna takes. Resonance. What varnas Krishna takes. But in the last part, Prabhupada comes on Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam, describing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that inspired me to take this topic, significance of Lord Chaitanya for us in Kali Yuga, especially for those who are born in Kali Yuga, significance of Lord Chaitanya's incarnation and Lord Nityananda's incarnation. That is the main topic. And before I speak about Lord Chaitanya, because as Prabhupada says, quotes Prahlad Maharaj saying that Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Channa Avatar, he is the covered incarnation. So to uncover him it's very much required that he only reveals it to us. And that's what is told in Chaitanya Bhagavat, in the Mahaprakash Leela, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Shri Kolavecha, "Oh Kolavecha, glorify me now." And when he started glorifying, in between he has spoken some 18 verses. In between he says this verse, Guru Rupe Sambhalai Nagare Nagare Vina Tumi Palai Le Ke Jani Te Par. Guru Rupe Sambhaila Nagare Nagare Vina Tumi Janai Le Ke Jani Te Pare. He says, oh my Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have covered yourself Guru Rupe. You are a covered incarnation, and in that covered form you have wandered throughout Navadvip Dham, Nagare Nagare, in every town and village. Without you revealing yourself, without you revealing yourself, how can anybody understand you? So with that mood, I would like to pray. There is a very nice prayer in Chaitanya Charitamrita, dedicating that prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. It says, Kala Nashtam Dharma. Anyway, it's my daily prayer. It's not coming. The translation is, oh my Lord, let my mind, which is attracted to so many sense objects, be attracted to your lotus feet, like, and be immersed in the honey oozing out of your lotus feet. Let it become immersed like a honey bee which goes to a lotus flower and sometimes drops into that honey which it has collected in its honeycomb. Similarly, let my mind become so much absorbed, O Lord Chaitanya, in your lotus feet that I may forget everything about sense gratification. So with that prayer, I'll begin with the first topic, which Prabhupada says, Avatara hi asankheya. He says that there are so many incarnations, innumerable incarnations. In the first canto, Shukdev Goswami is saying, there are so many incarnations constantly coming out of Krishna. And they are coming in one lecture Prabhupada says, Krishna is incarnating in every species of life. in every species at all times. Only some are quoted in Bhagavatam or other Vedic literature, but Krishna is taking so many incarnations. And while saying that, Prabhupada says that Krishna is more anxious. There also in Bhagavatam also Prabhupada writes this. Krishna is more anxious to take us back to his kingdom than we can even imagine. He's so anxious. We cannot, even if we become a pure devotee, ready to go back home, back to Godhead, we cannot be as anxious as Krishna wants his son back home. That's why Krishna is taking so many incarnations, and the reasons for those incarnations, as Prahlad Maharaj says in the shloka, ittham nritariya grishideva jashavatarai lokan vibhavayasi hamsi jagat pratipan dharmam mahapurushte mahapurusha pasi yuganu vruttam channa kalau yadabhavasi triyugo thasattvam. He says, oh my Lord, you take in your incarnation Nritiryag Rishi Dev. In the demigod society, in human society, in Rishi society, in saintly person society, and even in aquatic society. You take in every form and species of life, and for what purpose? Lokan Vibhavayasi, to protect the dharma, the principles of devotional service, and to kill Jagat Pratipan, those people who are of demonic mentality, who are obstructing the flow of devotional service. For these two purposes, as Krishna says even in Bhagavad Gita, that I take incarnation for two purposes, to protect the devotees and to annihilate the demons. But then he says, Pasi Yuganu Vrittam. You protect the devotional service principles according to the time, place, circumstances, according to yugas. It's not exactly standard. The process of devotional service, though it is standard, the protection given by Krishna in his different incarnations as Yuga Avatar is different. And then he finishes, Channaha Kalau Yadabhavasi Tri Yugothasattvam. In Kali Yuga, if you would have appeared directly, which Krishna appears at the end of Kali Yuga as Kalki Avatar, if you would have appeared directly, people won't accept it. And that's why Prabhupada says in one purport, he says Krishna, when he came in Dwapara Yuga, he gave his orders. But when this same Krishna appeared in Kali Yuga as his own devotee, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not give orders. He followed his own order to show to people how to follow him. And in teachings of Lord Chaitanya Prabhupada says, Krishna as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like a teacher who goes to the student's bench and takes the student's hand, his pen, and writes on his book A, B, C, D, shows by example. That's what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because if Krishna comes in Kali Yuga, if he doesn't cover himself up, if he comes in Kali Yuga and shows himself to be Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prabhupada explains in one of the lecture or purport, that two things will happen. One thing, people will start imitating him, which is happening. Everyone will become Krishna. I am Bhagwan, you are Bhagwan. Already that philosophy is going on. Without Krishna showing himself as Krishna, already people are propagating that philosophy that everyone is Bhagwan. So that would have increased. And second thing, Krishna would not be able to convince people. Because people in Kali Yuga are so downtrodden, so fallen, that when they see such big, high principles which are given in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, they become really fearful. That how can I follow it? Like sometimes people say, oh, when something is said that Prabhupada did like this or Prabhupada said like this. Though Prabhupada said, every one of you can do what I did. And Prabhupada said that do as I did. Those were his almost last instructions. But when they hear that Prabhupada did like this, Prabhupada had this standard, Prabhupada. So the blanket statement is, oh, that's Prabhupada. How can I do it? I can follow all the regulative principles or all the principles of devotional service. Something chalta hai philosophy. That's a very prominent philosophy everywhere. chalta hai philosophy. That, okay, this is okay. Why so high? This is okay. Why not go and take ice cream? Yes, follow four regulatory principles. Yes, we should eat prasadam. Why not go take ice cream? I'll buy ice cream, I'll buy chocolate, offer to Krishna and eat. No problem. Once it's offered, and so easy to cover up. Krishna is also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Channa Avatar. So cover up our misgivings by philosophy. Let's see, once you offer it to Krishna, Krishna takes away all sinful reactions from it, right? All bad consciousness is taken away. So why not go here, go there? And when it said that Prabhupada, after first initiation, wrote down and told devotees, that initiated devotees, specifically he said, in the four regulatory principles, he added the fifth regulatory principle, that no intoxication and no meat eating also means no chocolates, no candies, and no ice creams. He very specifically said this. Because we take that if we do that, we take their consciousness, the consciousness of those people, which is very downtrodden, that comes and affects our consciousness. So that's why Krishna, because of this thing, Krishna did not exhibit himself as full-fledged Krishna. He covered himself up as Channa Avatar Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why he's saying Yuganuvrittam. According to time, place, circumstances, Krishna takes his avatar so that people can understand what are the right principles of devotional service. Now, the main topic we will come to. This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. I am skipping something. Actually, I had prepared two shlokas from Chaitanya Charitamrita. The first shloka is what is quoted by Prabhupada, Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sangopangasta Parshadam. This is explained by Prabhupada in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I was thinking of taking it in detail, but I won't take it in detail, but little bit, because it is quoted in the purport, I'll take the purport, I'll explain the purport, what Prabhupada explains about this in Chaitanya Charitamrita, because in the 11th canto, Prabhupada didn't give purport. He gave the purport in the to this shloka in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And there he says, Krishna Varnam, he describes Krishna Varnam as Krishna Varnayeti. This is from Kram Sandarbha by Jiva Goswami, explains. Krishna Varnam means Krishna Varnayeti. Varnam also means color. But here, specifically, because grammar or any language, each word has many, many meanings. The meaning which is most suitable in that context should be used. In every language, English, Hindi, each word has many, many, many meanings. So here also, Krishna Varnam, though it means, Varnam means color. So people can say, some very great pandit can say that Krishna Varnam, so it doesn't relate to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the shloka, because Krishna Varnam means black color. But here actually Jiva Goswami explains, Krishna Varnayeti. He is constantly describing Krishna. He is chanting his holy names and also describing his holy names. And then Prabhupada writes, anyone who meets Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he is Krishna himself, he gets so much affected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's presence, his personality, his beautiful figure, that he himself, that person who meets Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself starts chanting Hare Krishna and starts describing it to others. And therefore, when one person meets Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he takes darshan of Gaur Nithai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu injects him with transcendental Krishna consciousness, which merges the chanter in transcendental bliss. And he forgets himself completely that he is in this body. He comes to the level of Atma. This is the meaning of Krishna Varnam, Krishna Varnayeti. And Tusha Akrishnam, Jiva Goswami there says, Tusha Akrishnam means that though the direct meaning is Tusha Akrishnam, his bodily color is Akrishna, that he is golden in color, his body. But Jiva Goswami explains it as as Tushakrishnam means that the prominence should be given to the chanting of the holy names of the God. That's why Jiva Goswami quotes from the Vedas. He says in the Vedas there is a shloka. He doesn't quote the shloka. Prabhupada doesn't quote the shloka in that purport. But that shloka says that instead of doing Vedic sacrifices and religious principles, instead of following those sacrifices, pompous sacrifices, all people in this age should gather together, irrespective of caste, creed, or religion, and they should chant the holy names of the Lord, thereby worshipping Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, they will perform the highest activity, the best activity, and the highest religious principle of satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he says, Sangopangastra, the astra. Sangopang, that we know, that Sang means his confidential servants and his associates who are wonderful, whose activities are wonderful, but astra. He explains the astra of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which he is always accompanied with, is not chakra or gada. His astra in Kali Yuga is his beautiful figure. By that beauty, his exquisite beauty, he subdues the demons of Kali Yuga. That's the astra which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is carrying. And yajna sankirtana praye yajanti hi sumedhasa. Therefore, those who are very, very intelligent in Kali Yuga, they will take to the chanting of the holy names, offering it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and not to Radha Krishna. Now, to clarify this, okay, this is my statement, not to Radha Krishna, or first to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then to Radha Krishna. But now I'm going to take five shlokas from Chaitanya Charitamrita, five padya. These are very important padyas for those who are Kali Yuga people. Here, in these five padyas, what is explained is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name and Nityananda Prabhu's name, chanting those names are much more important than chanting the name Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And it's very clear from the purport to the last, to the second last shloka which I'll be taking. The first one says, I'm changing the sequence a little bit. It's from Adi Leela 8:24. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela 8th chapter 24th shloka. I'm changing, first I'm talking about Krishna Naam. Krishna Naam kare aparadhera vichar, Krishna balile aparadhira nabhai vikar. It's okay. You can understand it. No, I'll be taking this thing. Krishna Naam kare aparadhera vichar, Krishna balile aparadhira nabhai vikar. He says, Krishna Naam, in chanting the holy names of Krishna, as we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, there is a consideration of aparad, and there are 10 kinds of aparadas. And the people of Kali Yuga are very much prone to committing offenses at every moment. And it's very difficult for those who are very, very sinful, which is the case with Kali Yuga people, those who are born in Kali Yuga, to not commit offenses. And that's why he quotes from Bhagavatam, Tadashmasaram hridayam batedam yad grihamanair harinamadheyai navikriyetat yadavikaro netre jalam gatra ruheshu harshaha. That if one chants the holy names of Krishna, Tadashmasaram hridayam batedam, he chants very loudly, but his heart doesn't melt and his eyes doesn't fill with tears. And he doesn't get netre jalam gatra ruheshu harsha, and he doesn't exhibit the ecstatic symptoms of devotion, then his chanting is full of offenses. That's the only cause that one doesn't feel ecstasy while chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that one is filled, infested with offenses. But this is not the case with Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's name. So these two shlokas as quoted before these, what I quoted already, but I have changed the sequence a little bit. The case with Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name, he is saying, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Nityananda Balite Hai Krishna Premodai Aulai Sakalang Ashtuganga Vai. As soon as one talks about Krishna and Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Balite, not even chants Nityananda Prabhu's name, but even talks about Nityananda Prabhu, what happens? Aulai Sakalang Ashtuganga Vai. Immediately, his whole body shivers in ecstasy and his eyes roll down with tears and Ganga Vai, just like Ganges water. Krishna Namak, sorry. Chaitanya, Adhyapiha Dekha Chaitanya Nama Yailai Krishna Preme Pulakashru Vevalse Hai. As soon as one chants the names of Lord Chaitanya, Premodaya, Krishna Prem is aroused in his heart and he again rolls down in ecstasy. To this, Prabhupada gives a very beautiful purport. He says, because the Prakrut Sahajiyas in Bengal and Odisha, they are chanting, those Prakrut Sahajiyas who chant, what? Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam. Those Prakrut Sahajiyas, although, this I'm almost going verbatim, this is the purport, although these Prakrut Sahajiyas have almost no knowledge of the Bhagavad Siddhanta, nor do they follow, hear this very, very carefully, nor do they follow the rules and regulations of Vaishnavism, which is the four regulative principles. They don't follow at all. Still, because they chant Nitai Gaur's name, they exhibit ecstatic symptoms of Krishna Prem and their eyes fill with tears. And because of this, these tears and ecstatic symptoms, Prabhupada is not saying these are artificial there. He's saying because of these tears and their ecstatic symptoms, they are able to attract many, many people to themselves. Then he says, these tears which come in their eyes by chanting Nitai Gaur's name will not go in vain. These tears will benefit them in the long run. And when? As soon as they come in contact with a pure devotee, their life will be successful. This is the significance of chanting Nitai Gaur's name. Though they have no siddhantic understanding, they are not following four regulative principles, because Prabhupada is saying they are chanting Nitai Gaur's name, not Radhesham. The purport I almost quoted verbatim. Because they are chanting Nitai Gaur's name, their tears are not totally artificial, and those tears will benefit them in the long run. When, as soon as they come in contact with a pure devotee, their lives will be successful. Now, yeah, we have time. Now, very, very important, two last shlokas. In between, I have skipped some shlokas, but the two last shlokas, the purport I will go through, and then the last part, how merciful, these two shlokas tell how merciful are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, that he took out so that this can go on the screen, but it's not required. How merciful Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu are, that by chanting their names, we can get delivered. And the last part will be, after these two shlokas and the purport of this shloka, the last part will be, but we should not take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for granted, especially how strict Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was and how much expectation he has from the renounced order people who have taken to saffron, both brahmacharis and sannyasis, especially in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya and especially in ISKCON. Prabhupada says there, okay, I'll come to that later. First, this shloka, Chaitanya Nityanande Nahi Esab Vichar Namalaite Premadena Vahe Ashrudhar. This has a beautiful purport. I'll go through the purport. I'll almost quote verbatim. Chaitanya Nityanande Nahi Esab Vichar. This is a famous shloka, and the purport is famous. Many people take out something from this, which I'll, in between, when I'm going through the purport, in between I'll say this is a very important thing to be warned of, which takes us into Sahajiya mood. But in the chanting of Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu's name, there is no consideration of the offenses. Naam laite premaden vahe ashrudhar. As soon as we chant Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, we feel ecstasy. Prabhupada says in the purport, first he says, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati remarks in this connection that if one takes shelter of Gaurang Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu and follows their instruction of Trinadapi Sunichen Taro Riva Sahishnuna, to become humbler than the blade of grass and more tolerant than a tree, and in that mood, if one chants the holy names of the Lord, then one will very soon come to the transcendental platform of loving devotional service, and one's eyes will fill with tears. Therefore, in the ISKCON movement, in the Hare Krishna movement, we do not allow, Prabhupada is saying, we do not allow people to directly worship Radha Krishna. We first allow them to worship God, to worship Guru Gauranga, and then when they are a little advanced, then we install Radha Krishna deity. The second paragraph, very, very important paragraph. The first line, please hear carefully, the first line can be misinterpreted without going through the whole purport or the whole second paragraph. The first line says, we should approach, this. The first line seems to be like Mayavad. We should approach, take shelter of Chaitanya Nityananda in order to ultimately reach Radha Krishna. This is like Mayavadis do. They use Guru as a ladder and then give up Guru, I'm Krishna. This seems to be similar, but it's not similar. Because the next sentence says, therefore Srila Narottam Das Thakur sings, Gauranga balite habe pulaka sharir hari hari balite nayani babini. The first one is Gauranga bolite habe. As soon as we chant Gauranga's name, our eyes fill with tears and we show ecstatic symptoms. But the condition is told by Narottam Das Thakur in the next line. Aar kabe nitai chande karuna hai be samsara vasana mora. This is the significance of Nityananda Prabhu, who is Adi Guru. That's why initiation is most important. Because without having Guru, without having association of learned Vaishnavas, sadhus, we cannot be put to the right path. And without samsara vasana, without the eradication of our material desires, we cannot actually chant Lord Gauranga's name. Samsara vasana kabe aar kabe nitai chande karuna hai be samsara vasana mora kabe shuddha hai be vishaya chhadiya kabe shuddha habe mana kabe ham he rabo shri vrindavana. When will I give up Vishaya Charya? When will I give up hankering for sense gratification and then I'll be able to enter Sri Vrindavan? Then Prabhupada's purport. In the beginning, Prabhupada says, in the beginning, one should chant Lord Gaur Sundar's name and then Lord Nityanand's name. Thus, one's heart will be cleansed of the impure desires for material enjoyment. Thus, one will be able. Here this paragraph, this purport is so important. Now here is coming where people quote a lot but go into Sahajiya mode. Thus one can, once heart is purified, one can go to Vrindavan and worship Lord Krishna. Unless one is favored by Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityanand, there is no need to go to Vrindavan. Because unless one's mind is purified, one will not be able to see Vrindavan even if one goes there. Now, here is the statement. actually, this you might have heard from so many devotees, actually going to Vrindavan means to take shelter of the six Goswamis by reading Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Lalit Madhav, Vidagdha Madhav and other books given by them. This statement is very, very important statement. Only this statement is taken, not the whole first paragraph, the second paragraph, which I have quoted up till now. For reading these books, for taking the shelter, actually Vrindavan, one should come to when one is qualified to read these books. And how one is able to read these books? If one has given Vishayavasana, if there are no material desires, especially lusty desire in the heart, then one can read these books. Because, he says next, because by reading these books, one can understand the conjugal relationship between Radha Krishna. One cannot understand, because these conjugal relationship between Radha and Krishna are completely transcendental, they have no tinge of material affairs between in human beings. Therefore, unless one is directed by Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityanand and the six Goswamis, one cannot understand these conjugal affairs. Kabe ham bhujabo se yugalapi riti. Then he comes, third paragraph of the purport, where he says about new people. He says, and who are new people? We have to take into consideration. Even Bhakti Vinod Thakur says that I am an ordinary man. I have so many desires, I have so many material desires in his songs. And when he says that, he actually means it. It's not just he's saying it for teaching others. Actually, these devotees mean what they write. They are not just preaching to others. Because as soon as a jiva comes in this material world, Prabhupada says in the second chance, he says that this material world is so dangerous that anyone at any time can fall down from any position, even from bhav stage. That dangerous is this material world. Because a jiva is always a tatashta shakti. He can always get influenced by maya if he neglects Nityananda and Gaurang Mahaprabhu. That's why these devotees, when they come here, though they are completely protected by Lord Gauranga, they still fear material illusion. And that's why they write like that. So, the third paragraph says, for ordinary person, it is easier to worship Nitai Gaur or the Panchatattva rather than worshipping Radha Krishna. Unless one is very fortunate, one should not be induced to directly worship Radha Krishna. A neophyte devotee, now, this is very important. Sometimes devotees think, I'm initiated, I'm second initiated, I'm 10 years or 15 years in the movement, I can have my Vigraha Radha Krishna, I can have Shalagram and worship them. But here, neophyte, a devotee is always humble. This Ekadashi, we were hearing Radharani's Prabhupada's lecture, and that Prabhupada says, Radharani is so humble. She is the most humble devotee of Krishna. So if Radharani is so humble that she feels, I am not qualified to serve Krishna, other gopis are qualified, other gopas are qualified, what are we? Even if we become pure devotee. So he says, a neophyte devotee should not indulge in worshipping Radha Krishna or, now what I had said, or chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. I'll repeat this. A neophyte devotee should not indulge in worshipping Radha Krishna or chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It is better to worship, to chant the holy names of Nitai Gaur and worship them without false prestige. Now he explains the reason for that. Since in this material world, more or less everyone is influenced by sinful activity, it is better to take shelter of Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu or Guru Gauranga, worship them and ask for their favor. Then very soon one will become qualified to worship Radha Krishna Vigraha. Now this paragraph can be misinterpreted by people taking to Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, that chanting, and giving up Chaitanya Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That's why the third, the last paragraph clarifies that doubt also. He says, in this connection, it should be noted that the name of Lord Gaurasundara and the name of Lord Krishna are identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should not consider the name of the one name is as better than other. It is going a little technical, but very, very important. That's why I chose this. Taking shelter with these Siddhantas, if we don't take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, then we are doomed. We cannot progress that much in chanting Hare Krishna. So that's why I have chosen this. Though it's a little bit boring, but it is very, very important to understand Siddhanta Baliya Chitta Na Karyalasya. So he says, one should not consider one name as more potent than the other. Considering the position of people of this age, again he clarifies, considering the position of people of this age, it is more essential to chant Lord Gauranga's and Lord Nityananda's name than chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He says essential. He is not saying to give up. He is saying it's more essential. That means it should not be given up. It should be chanted. It should be chanted. Both should be chanted. It is more essential to chant Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's and Nityananda Prabhu's name than to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Why? Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most magnanimous incarnation and his mercy is easily achieved. When one serves, this is the last sentence, when one serves Gaura Nityananda, one is freed from the entanglement of material existence. And then one becomes qualified to worship Radha Krishna deity. So this is very, very, with this I have finished with the Chaitanya Charitamrita thing, or the Chaitanya Charitamrita where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name is more important, or Shri Krishna chanting Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vedadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda is much more important than chanting Hare Krishna, or chanting that before and then chanting Hare Krishna. Sometimes people don't chant Hare Krishna, Shri Krishna Chaitanya at all. They just chanting Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, and they become so Hare Krishna Mam, and they become so fanatic. As soon as somebody chants Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, they start chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare, Ram Ram. If this is offensive, we cannot enter Hare Krishna Mahamantra's beauty, or we cannot feel ecstasy by chanting Hare Krishna. If we do that, we have that offensive mentality toward Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And with this in mind, Prabhupada actually established Krishna Balaram Mandir. When he established Krishna Balaram Mandir, it was not just for making it unique that everywhere there are Radha Krishna and one. In the whole world, I think, there is only one Krishna Balaram Mandir. Especially in Vrindavan, there is only one Krishna Balaram Mandir. That's not for uniqueness. Prabhupada explained why he is establishing Krishna Balaram, because Gaur Nithai are established there, and when they enter from Gaur Nithai's gate, the Brajwasis, especially Prabhupada said to emphasize on Brajwasis, that without approaching Gaur Nithai, you cannot, in this Yuga, you cannot take shelter of Krishna Balaram and forget Radha Krishna completely. So with this purpose, Prabhupada established Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Now, the last part, this is very important. Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahavadanya. He is very, very merciful, but we cannot take him lightly. We cannot neglect him. We have to take all his instructions very, very carefully. And especially those who have taken to the renounce order, they have to be extremely careful. I'll take 10 more minutes. I'll go till 9:05. This is very, very important. Prabhupada says in the 7th canto, 15th chapter in one purport, Prabhupada says, we are giving sannyas to many of our disciples, but we are seeing that they are very, very unqualified, and therefore they fall down. But if the brahmacharis and sannyasis of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness keep themselves strictly, he uses this word, strictly aloof from woman association, there will be no question of a fall now. Now, strictly means strictly, which seems like, hey, come on, this is fanaticism, this is male chauvinism, but this is not male chauvinism. We are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was so strict that women, as a sannyasi, when he was a sannyasi, women wanted to offer obeisances to him, but they were so much afraid of him that they offered obeisances from a long distance so that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot see them offering him obeisances. He was so strict. And he was so strict in his pastime, he shows, but before that pastime, how strict he is. Without this strictness, especially if we take to saffron, we should very carefully take to saffron, and we should let others, or if somebody takes advice, we should advise them to take saffron with this understanding. In Nectar of Instruction, Prabhupada quotes Jagdanand Pandit. He says, Vairagi bhai gramme katha na shuni be kane, gramme katha na kahi be yabe mili be aane. The first instruction Jagdanand Pandit says, oh Vairagi bhai, you are taken to renounce it. Now don't do prajalpa. Whenever you meet with anybody, sometimes we do spiritual prajalpa also. It's covered spiritually, but it's only prajalpa. We are just showing off how much I know. So don't do prajalpa. When you meet somebody, don't speak any nonsense. Don't hear any nonsense. Then he says, very important, Sapneo na kar kar bhai stri sambhashana gruhe stri chhariya asiya chevana. Don't even think about women. Don't even talk to women in your mind, even while you are sleeping. Gruhestri, and then he criticizes. Gruhe, you have left home. You did not get married. You left your mother also, your sister also. Now, coming here, in the renounce order, you are thinking about women? How abominable you are. Yadi chaha pranay rakhite gaurangya rasane chota hari dasera katha. If you at all want to please Gaur Sundar, which we explained, without pleasing Gaur Sundar, we cannot chant Hare Krishna properly. If you at all want to please Gaur Sundar, then Chota Haridase Rakatha Thake Imane. Then please remember, and now the last part, 5 minutes I'll take into Chota Haridas pastime, which at the end, it's very clear how cruel Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not Mahavadanyayi. Only for the beginners he is Mahavadanyayi. When we advance, he is more strict than Krishna. So Chota Haridase Rakatha Thake Imane Bhalana Khai Byar Bhalana Paribe Hridayate Radha Krishna Sarvadase Vibe. Don't eat good food. Don't hanker. Where is Dakshina and where is good food? Who is inviting? Which Grihastha is inviting me for Prasadam? There, which kitchen I should go to? Krishna Hall or Balram Hall? Where better food is prepared which I can take? These are subtle hankerings. Bhala na khai, which goes against this principle. Bhala na khai be, bhala na paribe. Hridayate, if you at all want to Hridayate Radha Krishna Sarvada Sevibe, if you at all want Radha Krishna to manifest in your heart, give up these things. Now the last part, completely last part, is where it is quoted, Chota Haridase Rakatha Thake Imane. In Chota Haridas case, some very important things are to be noted. One thing, Chota Haridas had no fault. Chota Haridas, when he committed suicide, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy. He says, Shuni Prabhu Hasi Kahe Suprasanna Chit Prakruti Darshan Kaile Ehi Prayaschit. When some devotees came from Prayag, you all know Chota Haridas case, Junior Haridas case, but I'm taking this last part, then I'll come to the beginning where I'll prove how he was not at fault at all. In this case, when some devotees came, nobody knew what happened to Chota Haridas. He was just absconding from devotee association. One day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, where is Chota Haridas? And one devotee had come from Prayag and he had informed them that Chota Haridas, he saw him committing suicide with a vow that I'll again become an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. With that vow, he committed suicide. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked this, where is Chota Haridas? Shrivas Thakur said, oh Mahaprabhu, we heard this way. So Mahaprabhu, what he says, Shuni Mahaprabhu, Hasi Kahe. He was not morose. He was smiling, beautiful smile. And suprasanna chitta, he was very happy. And he says, prakriti darshan kaile ehi prayaschitta. If somebody talks to a woman in the renounced order, then this is the prayaschitta. He should commit suicide. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, to the next purport, to the next shloka, purport Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, this is the right atonement for a person who has taken sannyas and still inhibits desires for sense gratification with women. Now, the case with Chota Haridas, he was not at all at fault. First of all, he was asked to go to Madhavi Devi, who was an elderly lady, who was very much into austerities. She was not into sense gratification. And she was an elderly lady. Third thing, she was a personal associate. Out of 3.5 associates, which are Swarup Damodar, Ramanand Rai, and Shikhi Mahiti, the half associate was Madhavi Devi, Shikhi Mahiti's sister. She was personal associate, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself said that this Madhavi Devi is, in previous life, she was a personal associate of Srimati Radharani. Now, going to Srimati Radharani or gopis, can it be offensive? Then he was instructed, he did not go by his own, this Chota Haridas, he was instructed by an elderly senior Vaishnava, Bhagwan Acharya, that go and bring a man of rice. So he brought. He was not at all at fault. Still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to show how careful one has to be while following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while chanting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu's name, which are more magnanimous than chanting Hare Krishna. These are the things, these are the rules and regulations. One, no prajalpa. For a sannyasi, for a saffron devotee, no prajalpa, even covered, even channa prajalpa, even a covered prajalpa, covered by spirituality. No prajalpa, no hankering for good foodstuffs, and especially, even in mind. Swapne onakar bhai stri sambhashan. Even if the world goes that this fellow is fanatic, he is male chauvinist, he hates women, no problem. Inside there is no hatred, there is respect, there is deference to women. Deference means respect, but no hatred. I'll end this with one thing. One time on stall, when I was, I'm saying this about my own self or about what happened with me, just to emphasize how, in what kind of condition we are trying to follow brahmacharya or sannyas. I was on stall and one Mataji came. She was new to ISKCON, though not a non-devotee, but she was not initiated, but she was having a devotional attire, and I think she had tilak also, but she was not very much trained in dealing with brahmacharis and sannyasis. So she asked me some question about some book. I told the answer. Then she went like this. She was very happy with the answer, ecstatic almost. And she went like this, shaking hand with me. And then, I, of course, from childhood, I've never shook hand with women. I've never spoken to women. So almost never. So I, by default, I went like this. And then she went. But when a woman goes like this, naturally we have a habit of mingling with women previously, then naturally we'll go like this. And these are the temptations. As soon as a person touches a woman, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this Chota Haridas case says that if I don't even want to look at the face of a person who is in the renounced order and still has intimate relationship, he talks intimately with women, I don't even want to see the face of such a woman, such a person. And he says, the senses are so eager to associate with their sense objects that even by seeing a wooden doll in the shape of a young woman, a great saintly person can get agitated. Saying this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, answering this to Srivas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went inside. So this strictness, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahavadanya, but the strictness, without these strictnesses, we cannot please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But we have to be very careful that we don't chant Hare Krishna. We don't, most of the time you'll see, people are not crowding near Gaurnathai altar. Even Krishna Balaram, they are less. Radha Krishna, everyone is there. And same thing with Pujari, because more gifts are coming. Sorry to criticize, but it's very clear. Clearly we can see Pujaris want to be in Radha Krishna altar, Radha Shyam Sundar altar. Nobody, even decoration, you can compare the decoration. Radha Krishna most decorated, then Krishna Balaram, even on festival day. And God Nitya, even those gopi dots, even Chandan is not properly applied. That's extreme offensive mentality, because of which Hare Krishna will benefit us nothing. We'll have no benefit by chanting Hare Krishna. So with that, I'm sorry I went 10 minutes over time. Really, really sorry, Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Shri Amma Bhagavatam Ki Jai.